Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now we'll follow up on Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor's appearance on the show yesterday with your calls on a person in your life, a person who opened your eyes to a new way of thinking. Why are we asking this question? Well, she told us about, Justice Sotomayor told us about one of her high school teachers yesterday. She was Miss Katz, who taught history during Justice Sotomayor's junior year at Cardinal Spellman High School in the Bronx around 1970. Miss Katz opened Sotomayor's eyes to a new way of thinking. Here's a 45-second excerpt.
She, by her own self-description, was a radical. She and her boyfriend were heavily involved in progressive social issues in Latin America. She challenged us to think critically about history, not merely to recite facts, but to analyze the forces that led to conditions throughout history. And that was the first time someone challenged me to think analytically. And so for me, that was a progressive teacher. She was the one that planted the seeds of my thinking about what kind of person and citizen did I want to be. And in the end, I chose to be an involved citizen, something that I advocate to kids all the time.
And that was U.S. Supreme Court Justice and daughter of the Bronx, Sonia Sotomayor, talking about Miss Katz on yesterday's show. Miss Katz, her history teacher from Cardinal Spellman High School, junior year around 1970. So two things. First of all, does anybody out there know Miss Katz? Because that's all she's identified by in the book. And Justice Sotomayor actually said that I hope she hears this or reads the book and sees herself because she wants to thank her. So if you are Miss Katz and you're listening to the show right now, please call us at 212-433-WNYC or email blshow@wnyc or anybody who knows how to get in touch with Miss Katz. But beyond that, we want to know for everybody, who's your Miss Katz? 212-433-9692. Who planted the seeds of your thinking about what kind of person or citizen you wanted to be? Who changed your thinking as a teenager or a young adult coming up, opened your eyes in a way that Sotomayor said that Miss Katz did for her? Who did this for you, and what was that like, and opened your eyes to what? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tell us through social media. We'll put some calls on the air about this in just a second. 212-433-WNYC. Listeners, so you heard the setup. Who's your Miss Katz? Some Facebook reactions to this. Alexander wrote, Mark, my first restaurant boss, when I was a host, he and I couldn't disagree more on political issues, but he taught me that listening to people is more important than agreeing with people. Mac tweeted that the one person was Ms. Ross, a high school American history teacher. Mac tweeted, shrill and zeroed in on me like a laser. I was always prepared because I was scared of her. By the end of the year, I had fallen in love with history. She opened my eyes. Thanks, Ms. Ross. Adam and Beacon, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
So who is your Miss Katz?
My Miss Katz was, her name was Kathy Denman. I went to Newburgh Free Academy, and she was my 12th grade English teacher. And I used to skip every class of the day and come for Miss Denman's class.
And what was it that she opened your eyes to that you hadn't realized before?
I don't know. She just made reading really exciting. And I remember I even did poorly on a bunch of her essays, and I felt like I wasn't living up to her standards. And I tried harder because of it. And now I'm an English professor.
Congratulations. Adam, thanks a lot. Remembering his Miss Katz, Ms. Ross. Chuck in Highland Lakes. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who you got?
Hey, my Miss Katz was my biology teacher, Sister Jean Lawrence, who applied to Pope High School for Sacred Jersey. I was a junior. I played three sports. I had three jobs. My mother was sick. I went to the guidance counselor to go to college. He said I'd be lucky to graduate, much less go to college. So Sister Jean Lawrence told me, you could do anything you want to do. You could do be anything you want to be. So I rode away to college. So I got in. I have two master's degrees. I taught for 30 years. And she completely changed my life. It wasn't for her. I probably would have gone to Vietnam and killed.
Wow. That's a pretty heavy story, Chuck. So he had got saved from going to Vietnam by setting his sights higher educationally than he thought he could set them. Paul in Bay Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Morning, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you. Who's your Miss Katz?
Vincent O'Connor, a high school football coach at St. Francis Prep and presently located in Queens. Doing that job for 60 years has affected thousands and thousands of young men and women in an incredible. He was a guidance counselor in District 19 in Brooklyn, and he was someone who changed my life and many of my friends. We're still close together.
So he sounds like a great person and mentor. Did he open your eyes to something specifically new in the way Sonia Sotomayor described that Miss Katz did for her?
Always give back. And when you have a little bit of success in your life, share it with others.
Paul, thank you very much. David in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, David. Who's your Miss Katz?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call. My Miss Katz would be my stepmother. You know, when I was little, I lost my mother. And, you know, she chose to step into that role. And one of the things she taught me was hard work. And the way that she did that was that instead of punishing me with timeouts or something like, you know, time in my room, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. You know, she did it by having me weed the garden or, you know, do work outside, move a rock here, or, you know, those were my types of punishment.
That's so interesting because some people say that work as punishment turns you off from the work rather than turns you on. But it didn't work that way in your case.
No, it didn't. It actually inspired me because I actually got to see what the end result was, and it made me proud.
David, thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC, based on Sonia Sotomayor's story here yesterday of her 11th grade history teacher opening up her eyes to things she hadn't realized before about the world. Who's your Miss Katz? 212-433-9692. Or on our comments page at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Or on our Facebook or Twitter feeds. On Facebook, Amy posted, first learned about social justice from second grade teacher who taught us songs by the Weavers, Bob Dylan, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and of course, Woody Guthrie. On Twitter, a listener with the handle Steve Baker tweeted that it was Mr. Demetrio who taught 10th grade English in Harriton, Pennsylvania. Final exam was essay on Melville's Bartleby the Scrivener. Memorable. And Mo says, on Twitter, it was Whoopi Goldberg, but doesn't say why. Jane,
yes.
On Long Island. Hi, Jane. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to give a shout-out to Donald Goodyear, who was my high school history teacher, and he and my Latin teacher opened my eyes to politics and what was going on in the world, and I became a history teacher because of them.
Very good. Thank you. Randy in Manhattan. Who's your Miss Katz?
Oh, Brian, thank you for giving me a chance to acknowledge my sixth grade teacher, Julie Hirsch, who would never give me a grade unless I did something extra. She pushed me and pushed me, and then she took me out after school to the opera, my first opera. She'd take me to fancy restaurants so I was exposed to the world. And it took me 17 years to find her afterwards because throughout my life I'd always say, what would Julie do? Mrs. Hirsch now. She's Julie to me. She's actually now a really good friend of mine. She's 12 years older than I.
Your sixth grade.
She was my mother.
Yeah. But your sixth grade teacher would take you out to fancy restaurants?
Yes. She asked my mother for permission to take me around the world.
Wow.
To expose me to other things because I didn't have very many friends, but I was so bright. And she saw that. And she had me write a composition that she had to go to Columbia University to research on archaeology. And I still have it. and she actually asked for it recently. So she's so cool.
Great.
And I hope she's listening or somebody else that knows her.
Great story, Randy. I'm going to leave it there and get some other folks on, but thank you very much. Great story. Kelly in Brooklyn, who's your Miss Katz? Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. Mine is a little unconventional. You know, I was surrounded by lots of people who were great teachers of great lessons that helped me through life, but one was a friend of the family who happened to be a drag queen. And he was a wonderful, wonderful person and would visit us during especially Christmas and have just the whole full-on, full-court Christmas with us with decorations and gifts because he couldn't celebrate with his family who was Jehovah's Witness. And he also couldn't go out and celebrate dressed up the way he wanted to from his house. But he was one of the best aunts I ever had. He taught me that community and family are what you make it. And it's just a lesson that I've always kept, and I miss him very much.
Kelly, thanks so much. That's beautiful. David in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Who's your Miss Katz?
My Miss Katz is Bill Hicks.
Comedian.
The comedian, yes. When I was 13 years old, I first came across his stand-up, and it blew my mind. He was the first person to teach me that there is such a thing as humanism, to show me that there is a greater purpose in life. There were ways to approach the world that I'd just never been exposed to before.
The best.
And because of that stand-up, because of, like, you know, his work afterwards, I was just an absolute holy terror in college, all through high school after that. I mean, I just had to know. Question. I questioned everything because of him.
That's really
good.
And
it definitely set me on the trajectory that I'm on today.
The best comedians make you think, not just laugh.
That's right.
David, thank you so much. Karen in Stuytown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brian. My person is Mrs. Valentine. I grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and she was an English teacher at Palo Verde Junior High School. And she opened up my eyes and a lot of other people's eyes because she taught us a unit on propaganda. And she had us go through different magazines and newspapers and pick out the propaganda technique that she was teaching at that particular time, like jump on the bandwagon, testimonials, glittering generalities. And, you know, as you can tell, a lot of it has stuck with me even today, and I look at everything very differently as a result of her.
I'll bet you're a very savvy media consumer.
Well, I try to be. Thank you.
Karen, thank you. Some more coming in on Facebook. By the way, it's facebook.com/Brian Lehrer, WNYC. If you haven't, quote, liked us there yet, or at Brian Lehrer on Twitter. But on Facebook, Carolita wrote, my last boss was my Miss Katz, Nicoletta Santoro, who told me one day when I was crying over a task I was having difficulty with, save your emotions for the creative side of the job. Someone should have told me that 20 years earlier, Carolita writes. I'd have gotten so much more done. Also, she fired me at just the right moment for my own good. And Carolita says she's now her own boss, runs her own business. Teresa on Facebook says, my high school English and American history teacher, Patricia Smith, who always challenged us to think independently, be active in our community, and rewarded well-thought-out arguments, even if she disagreed. Terry in Manhattan. Hi, Terry. Who's your Miss Katz?
Hi. I was in a military prep school to be a professional soldier.
Mm-hmm.
The commandant, retired colonel, saw that I was doing very well in making art and took me aside and said that he would arrange it so it would be painless that I could have a career as an artist and not as a warrior. A year later, I married my wife at 18, saw to it that I did nothing but make art for the rest of my life. So two people took charge.
All right. There you go. And definitely change your way of saying things, it sounds like. Mary in Park Slope. Hi, Mary. You've got 30 seconds.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I had Gretchen Dykstra, who you may have heard of, as a 7th grade history teacher.
She's been a guest on the show.
I'm sorry?
She's been a guest on the show.
Yes. She was incredibly dedicated, passionate, bright, and just taught me so much about the power of education and wanting to help community. And I hope my son's 7th grade teacher right now, Mr. Applegate, will do the same for him, who's from 447.
Gretchen Dykstra, who's been in New York City commissioner, among other things. And finally, Carol on Facebook writes, my Miss Katz was Bob Shepard, the late Yankees announcer, and my high school speech and debate coach at Sacred Heart Academy. Mr. Shepherd taught me to think analytically, engage with current events, become comfortable with speaking in public, and diction. I once got to meet Bob Shepherd up there in the press box where he worked, and did you know that he read books through the entire game? Like between every pitch, he was reading. Anyway, thanks again to Justice Sonia Sotomayor for coming on yesterday with her new book, My Beloved World, and for inspiring this conversation around the high school teacher who inspired her. We're still looking for Ms. Katz, by the way. I guess she'd be in her 80s, but if she's still out there, anybody who knows her, find her and let us know. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.